getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh, would you look at that already? Here we are with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Oh, man, the perils and trials and tribulations of doing this show. Getting pretty scary this week. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show, but in the meantime, we got to get her done, by golly, so let's do it. We got about an hour worth of great old-time music, polkas and whatnot for you. So let's start it out with one you hardly ever hear from. Here's the Mike Stevens Orchestra, and it's the Something New Polka.
Your seat and start to move your feet. Just hop and do something like this.
There you go. That's the Mike Stevens Orchestra there and the Something New Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back to do it for another week here, spinning the polka records like we usually do. Last week, we were blasted with some bizarre technical problems, which hopefully I was clever enough to hide from you while you were listening to the show. So if you didn't notice that, ignore that I tipped you off to that and pretend everything was perfect. And hopefully I got those squared away for this week. And I'm sitting here in a studio that is in complete disarray and under construction right now because a wild idea came along since last week's show to build a new cabinet or bookcase or whatever you want to call it to put records in. And so that means a lot of crap that was in the way for the last several years has been moved for the first time in several years, which the bottom line means a whole lot of records that are shoved down under the counter that I almost never play because it's impossible to get to them are going to be up where I can just walk up and grab one like I can with the other half of the records. So hopefully by next week's show, we will be able to vastly expand the convenient repertoire of the show, which is already pretty expanded because records that come around again come around few and far between. But there's a pile of stuff that hasn't been played for years on the show. Hopefully by next week I'll have good, convenient access to all those records and we'll be able to bump things up a couple of notches. So we shall see. But in the meantime, I'm working in a great big mess where everything is kind of scrunched together and I'm surrounded by stuff and equipment and piles of books and records, and there could be an avalanche is really the only risk that we have in this week's show. But let's get to it. How about Gene Guisdala and the orchestra? Sure, why not? You know, last week, didn't we play the clarinet polka by somebody Yeah, probably. Let's play it by Gene and the orchestra, shall we? And this one's weird because they start out with a big note and then they like rest for a few seconds and then they start playing. So don't think I broke something because it's supposed to do that. There you go, Gene Guzdala and his orchestra with the clarinet polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You know that's a good record because it's really worn out. Came out of a jukebox. I'm 100% certain that record came out of a jukebox. You can kind of tell by at the center of the record where the little jukebox mechanism spun it around inside, you know, when it's selecting records and all that kind of stuff. You get to learn that kind of stuff. You diddle around with enough records. We're going to have some weird things in the show this week. Because as part of the studio installation of the new shelving and record storage, whatever, and mess that's going on in here, a big stack of 45s was uncovered that hasn't been touched for years, and maybe not even ever, at least not here on the show. So I'm going to start pulling out a bunch of these, and we're going to see what happens. There's a bunch of them in here. We're just going to have at it. So, hey, glad you're along with another edition of the Oompa Hour this week. Want to mention World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and extend an invitation for you to visit. Not that I'm part of it. I can't really extend to you an invitation to some place where I am not in charge, but I could certainly encourage you to pay them a visit because really cool. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a fabulous gift shop. They have their concert hall. They have all sorts of events and theaters and workshops and stuff going on all the time. And you need to pay them a visit if you're going to be in the area, or maybe you're looking for an excuse to come up this way during the summer in your travels. If you're somebody who camps or has an RV or whatever, it's hard to top the North Shore of Lake Superior for a place to visit with all the campgrounds and resorts and hiking trails and lakes and waterfalls and stuff. So check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you can find out more on the internet. And, of course, you can just check, like, Duluth Chamber of Commerce or Tourism Beer and see all the stuff that's going on in Duluth and Superior. Makes a great vacation. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org. All right, who'd you like to love ya? Here's the Polka Padre asking that musical question. Would you like to love you, Polka Padre, on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Spinning the polka records for you here like we do every week on the show. Glad you were able to make it over to wherever you're hearing us, whether you're listening on a radio or, a computer or a tablet or a web phone, smartphone, whatever. It's all over the place, man. Polkas are everywhere. Okay, now I told you I had a bunch of records that got pulled out in the process of moving a lot of stuff to get to this corner to put in this new record shelves and stuff. And Leo Greco is the artist I have up next. And the title of the record is called Siebenmal, which, according to the record label, translates to seven times. And I don't know that this is really a hardcore polka record, but it's definitely old-time music style. The flip side's a waltz, but I was not ready for a waltz yet, so I didn't want to play that one. But this is a good-sounded song anyway, so dig it. Here's Leo Greco.
Siebenmal möchte ich glücklich sein mit dir. Siebenmal, siebenmal, das ist meine Lieblingssau. Siebenmal. 7 times in the week you've left me blue. 7 times have I tried, 7 times have you lied. So baby, answer this time or we're through. 7 mal fragst du mit mir tanzen. 7 mal sagst du ja, hier bin süß. 7 mal, das ist meine Lebensart. 7 mal, 7 mal, sind wir dann im Paradise.
See, perfectly fun record there that apparently we've just been skipping over that one for the last several years anyway, huh? Leo Greco and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's go to a Whoopi John record, huh? Let's go to... This is a dirty, worn-out, scratchy Whoopi John record even, and I probably have a nice clean copy of the same record somewhere on that shelf over there, but I'm not looking for it. Whoopi John, Wilf Hart and the orchestra. This is the Monday Night Schottische. John there, Whoopi John, Wilf Hart, the orchestra, the Monday Night Schottische. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning the polkas. We do it every week here on the show. Glad you're along with us. I have all sorts of important things to mention that I'm not going to right now because my hands are full of records and I don't know what I'm doing. I'll put that one over there. Let's go to the musical airs, shall we? This is the Our Love Polka.
Tell me, why did you stray? I miss you more and more each day. Now that you're gone, I feel so sad and blue. I can't believe that this is really true. Thank you.
this is really true. Whatever happened to our love? Whatever happened to you? My love for you will never ever die. I keep on hoping you'll return someday. Whatever happened to our love? Why do you treat me this way?
Have it there, the Our Love Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, you'll notice that I introduced that as being by the Musical Heirs, and that's because I didn't want to try to say the name that goes with it. I want to say it's Jan Simon, but I could be wrong. It's J-A-N, which I believe is Jan, C-Y-M-A-N, which just seems too obvious to be Simon. That can't possibly be right. But anyway, it is the Our Love Polka one way or the other, so there you have it. Now, this next record, I think... we played The Other Side a couple of months ago, and I'm flipping it over now. And the kids will probably dig this one. If you have some little kids around, like 5, 6, whatever year old, kids that are in the teddy bear age, you know what I mean? This is Gwen Reynolds. This is the Teddy Bear Polka.
Once I had a teddy bear, soft and warm and brown. He went with me everywhere, up the stairs and down. How he loved the games I played, how he loved to dance. When he heard a polka band, I never had a chance. He danced the polka round and round till I was out of breath. He'd chase our polka dotted cat till she was nearly scared to death. Oh, even now I miss him when polka's in the air. Oh, I'd like to dance again with my teddy bear. Soft and warm and brown. He went with me everywhere, up the stairs and down. How he loved the games I played, how he loved to dance. When he heard a polka band, I never had a chance. He danced the polka round and round till I was out of breath. He'd chase our polka dotted cat till she was nearly scared to death. Oh, even now I miss him when polka's in the air.
All right, don't think that one's ever made the show before. Fun one for the kids. That's the Teddy Bear Polka. Gwen Reynolds on a 45 that was put out by the Red Wing Shoe Company, actually. That's because the other side is the Little Piggy Polka, and they're singing about how happier your little piggies are when you put them in Red Wing shoes, I think. But anyway, that's the deal we got going there. Great record out of St. Paul coming up here in a second. Before we get to that, though, I want to remind you can get in touch with us here at the Yumpa Hour. Many ways you could do that. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. That'd be one way to do it. That's call or text. Leave a message with your voice or type or whatever. 218-259-2985. Or you can email us at oompahour@aol.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those methods will take care of the job. You can communicate with us here. If you have a request or a dedication or a record you want to hear about, or a band you want to know about, or a record you have a question about, whatever, we'll be glad to help you out on that. All right, out on North Star Records here, this is the Little Fisherman Orchestra. It is the Merry Melody Polka.
Up a tree looking for me. I've got a girl who's nutty for me. It's a merry melody. She is my honey, ask her and see. She will agree, for soon we'll be in our own love nest. De-da-de-de. It's a merry melody. And when I get that feeling, I want to be right back where my heart's telling me, and singing, oh, how I love you. I'm telling everybody how I do. Oh, hear me, I've got a girl just busting to be hitched up to me. Now you can see I've got a girl as crazy as me. It's a merry melody.
There you go, the Merry Melody Polka. Now, that was fun, right? The Little Fisherman Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It says North Star Music Company, University Avenue, St. Paul 4, Minnesota, because this predates zip codes. Remember when we had the zone system for a while? So it's in high-quality monophonic even. Norm Wilkie, the leader of the band, it says on the record, which makes me wonder now. Because when I was in junior high, I was, of course, in band, and we had my band director was, his last name was Wilkie, Mr. Wilkie. I think his first name was Norm. Could this be the same guy? Could this be an old record from my junior high school band leader? Oh, now I got to try that. Where do you even look that up? I mean, the Google is not going to help you with that, right? I don't know, but now I'm just so darn curious. Art Walunas and the orchestra, you call everybody darling. And quite frankly, it's starting to torque me off a little bit.
Game you're playing, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come and knock it at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
to. You don't mean what you say, it's just a game you're playing. But you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Art Valunas and his orchestra. And you call everybody darling here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You can tell I'm still working on getting over this cold that I've had for the last 4 weeks, which is really getting a little carried away here. And not only that, a couple of days ago, I chipped my front tooth. And it had a teeny-weeny chip in it for years. And I got a bigger chip in it now. And you know how that is. You always play with it with your tongue. And it's not really sharp. And it doesn't hurt. And it's not, it doesn't make me, you know, lisp or anything. So naturally, I'm trying to put off going to the dentist, and I really shouldn't do that. But, yeah, so, hey, I'm working wounded this week, for Pete's sake. We need to get a waltz in here, because we always do a waltz in every show, and maybe we did. We did a Schottische, I know, but did we do a waltz? I don't think so. How about Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, huh? On Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I just like saying Sheboygan. Cousin Fuzzy, I believe, is from Green Bay. Anyway, here they are with the Whirl Away Waltz. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, the Whirl Away Waltz. In case you're confused, you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. If you've never been here before, believe it or not, we do this every week. Get a stack of polka records and just sit down and play them. It's a hoot, I'm telling you now. You've already discovered that because here you are. Now, this next record I almost never play. I skip it every time it comes around because the audio's not that good, and I think it's because they're really, really old recording that have been reissued on a 45 from an old, like, tape or something. I don't know what the deal is. But it's still a fun record. It's Dusty Lane on Lane Records, and this is the 1029 Polka. Thank you. There you go. You just don't hear that one. 1029 Polka. That's Dusty Lane. It's out on Lane Records, and the 45 is probably 40 years old. But it's one of those ones, you know, you just kind of skip it because you know it's not quite as powerfully recorded as some of the other records. But still a nice performance from Dusty Lane and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I wanted to mention this. I saved this out, set this aside, so I remember to talk about it on the show every once in a while. Because, of course, here at the Oompa Hour, we belong to the International Polka Association. So we get the newsletter, and they have their 51st Annual International Polka Association Festival and Convention coming up the end of August. And I want to mention it, because if you wanted to go, you might want to make travel arrangements or get a hotel or whatever you need to do. That's Labor Day weekend. It's at the Millennium Hotel in Buffalo, New York. And three fun-filled days, it says here. There's a lot of polka entertainment here. We have the Beat the Boys, the Buffalo Concertina All-Stars, the Buffalo Touch, Freeze-Dried, the Cosmics, Lenny Gamulka. Why did I say Larry? That makes no sense. Lenny's one of my favorites. Lenny Gamulka and the Chicago Push, John Gora and the Goral, the IPA Tribute Band, Dennis Polisky and Maestro's Men, Polka Country Musicians, Ray J and the Carousels, a lot of stuff. They got the Hall of Fame and Music Awards Banquet. They got pool parties. There's going to be a Polka Mass, of course. They'll be electing new officers and such. That is a lot of stuff going on. It's the August, 30 days? So September, April, June, and November. This will be August 30th, 31st, and September 1st, looks like, huh? You could find out more at their website, www.ipapolkas.com, if you want to find out more. And you should check out the website anyway. Maybe consider being a member of the IPA if you're not. Because it's fun to kind of, even if you don't even get involved at all, it's kind of fun to get the newsletter and kind of fun to just be supporting them. And it's cheap. I don't remember what it is, but it's cheap. It's practically free. Let me see if it's in the newsletter here. Hang on. How much does it cost to sign up? Hang on. I'm looking it up. Now, a normal guy would play a record and look it up while the record's playing. But I never have claimed to be normal. It's cheap, though, and it's so $15 per person for a year. And, you get the newsletter, and you're kind of helping them out. So, anyway, find out more. IPAPolkas.com. And later on in the show, you'll hear their commercial anyway. It's really a public service announcement because they're a nonprofit organization. But you'll think it's a commercial. Anyway, Johnny Hesney and his music makers are next. This is the Money Money Polka. Is the Money Money Polka, Johnny Hisney and his music makers. I've never known how to pronounce them, and I've probably been reading it wrong for 40 years. Anyway, here we are in the midst of another edition of the Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And I really wanted to play the other side of this because it's called I've Got the Blues, but it's like 5 minutes long and it's so sad. So I flipped it over to play Wooden Heart on the other side because it's a much more happy song. This is a happy show. I can't help it. There's Lil Wally and the boys. This is Wooden Heart.
I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings about this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. Musiden, musiden, choose stay to let him now. Stay to let him now. Undo mein Schatz, bleib still. Musiden, musiden, choose stay to let him now. Stay to let him now. Undo mein Schatz, bleib still. There's no swings about this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. Well, you have it, Lil Wally there, and Wooden Heart here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. You know, some of those oldies radio stations, you know, they might play like Elvis doing that. Or the other guy had the big hit. Joe Dowell did it, I believe, Wooden Heart. You might hear those versions, but not here on the Oompa Hour. We play the Lil Wally version. So that's just the way we do things here. All right, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners. And this is called Polka Soul. Thank you.
There you have it, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners from Northeast Minneapolis. Oddly enough, that's Polka Soul here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What do we have coming up here? Oh, it's Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians right around the corner.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I think we'd be able to sneak at least a couple more tunes into the show this week is the way she's looking here. We'll see what we can do about that. Oh, I promise you, Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians, here they are.
Tatusiu, tatusiu, ja śpiewam dla ciebie, bo życie moje zacząłeś. I żeś mnie wychował, i żeś mnie nauczył, jak byłem małem, jeszcze dałeś. Tatusiu, tatusiu, czy jeszcze pamiętasz, broniłeś mnie, byłem młody. A jak noc nadeszła, bajki ziom opowiadał, modliłeś się, bym był zdrowy. Tatusiu, tatusiu, do szkoły chodzimy, pomagałeś mi w lekcjach. Lubiałem muzykę, kupiłeś mi harmonię i grałeś ze mną na skrzypkach. Tatusiu, tatusiu, miałem się ożenić, to wtedy ty zapłakałeś. A za chwilę krótką śmiechu było dużo, bo córeczkę nową dostałeś.
There you go. Well, that's Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Here comes Maddie's Brothers and the Rummy Polka.
Thank you. piaki, piaki. They'll call us piaki, piaki, piaki. They'll call us piaki.
They snuck it in on me there. All right, one more time, Mike.
Piaki, piaki, they all call us piaki, 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 they all call us piaki, 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 they all call us piaki, 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 they all call us piaki.
Man, I tell you, you take an extra round like that, it really messes with the disc jockey, you know? I was trying to see if I could fit another record in here, believe it or not. I found a record. The song is only a minute and 12 seconds. You can sneak that bugger in just about any place. This is the Music Makers and the Jolly Fellows Polka. Listen fast, because it's real short. What, that's it? I told you it was a quick one. There you go, the Music Makers there, and the Jolly Fellows Polka, all a minute and 12 seconds of that sucker, performed by Orville Helbe, it says here. So way to go, Orville. Sneak that baby right in at the end of the show. And believe it or not, I look at the old clock on the wall, and it says, don't try playing any more records or else.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa, our producer of the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We shall return again next week, hopefully with all these records sorted out and organized again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.